Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting explosions hit Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. Turkish authorities say two, possibly three, suicide bombers killed at least 28 people and wounded scores of others late Tuesday at the airport. Witnesses said police shot at one attacker after he opened fire with what was later described as a Kalashnikov rifle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. British Prime Minister David Cameron traveled to Brussels Tuesday to meet with European Union leaders for the first time since the Brexit vote. He faces tough questions about how and when Britain plans to start the process of leaving the EU. Meanwhile, members of Britain's Parliament from the opposition Labour Party delivered a no-confidence vote to its leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Labour Party members accuse him of leading a lackluster fight against Brexit. Corbyn says he will not step down. Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel say the government failed to respond to a 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans. Congressman Trey Gowdy is the panel chairman.
No U.S. military asset was ever deployed to Benghazi despite the order of the Secretary of Defense.
Military leaders said they did not have sufficient intelligence information or resources to respond. The panel Tuesday released an 800-page report on the incident that is highly critical of several government agencies but does not outline specific cases of official misconduct. The $7 million report produced no new allegations against then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who many Democrats believe was the main target of the probe. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate blocked new funds to fight the Zika virus Tuesday. The action prompted a flurry of partisan finger-pointing in the chamber. Democrats banded together to defeat a $1.1 billion emergency funding bill put together by Republicans. Democrats said the bill allocated too little money to battle Zika. One described it as designed to fail. Republicans are warning that the country is on the verge of a health crisis because of Zika. The United Nations says a record number of people worldwide are in need of humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has just released the 2016 mid-year global humanitarian overview, which says the situation is very worrisome. Archer reports the number of people worldwide in need of humanitarian assistance has soared to a record-breaking 130 million, nearly 44 million more than when the United Nations launched its annual multi-billion-dollar appeal in December. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. consumer confidence improved this month, while the U.S. economy grew just a bit faster than first thought. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Board shows consumer confidence rose to its highest level since September, snapping a two-month losing streak. A separate report from the Commerce Department shows the U.S. economy expanded at a 1.1% annual rate for the first 3 months of this year. That's slightly better than the gross domestic product and earlier preliminary estimates stated. Experts say new data show stronger sales of exports and software. A new public opinion poll shows most Americans believe Democratic presumptive presidential nominee Hillary Clinton would do a better job dealing with terrorism than her Republican rival Donald Trump. 50% of those surveyed in the latest Washington Post-ABC News poll say they trust Clinton to handle terrorism, compared to 39% for Trump. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday dismissed appeals from two states whose restrictions on abortion clinics were struck down by lower courts. The justices refused to hear appeals about laws in Mississippi and Wisconsin. Local Afghan officials say U.S. airstrikes accidentally killed seven Afghan hostages at a Taliban hideout in northern Kunduz province. Several Taliban fighters were also killed in the late Sunday airstrikes. Amnesty International says a majority of imprisoned Mexican women face sexual torture when they are arrested. In a report released Tuesday, Amnesty detailed interviews and testimonies of 100 jailed Mexican women. 72 of them said they were sexually abused during or soon after their arrest, and 33 reported being raped. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.